against Iran 10 minutes before it was scheduled to begin. In a tweet, Mr. Trump says, in part, quote, "We were cocked and loaded to retaliate on three different sites. When I asked how many will die, 150 people, sir, was the answer from a general," unquote. The overarching question now, what next? All of this is tied to Iran's shootdown of a U.S. drone reconnaissance aircraft. AP correspondent Sagar Magani on the overnight White House reversal.
Leon Panetta tells NBC's Today Show it shouldn't have gotten even that far.
I don't think with a drone it warrants a direct military strike,
which would raise the odds of a bigger confrontation both nations say they don't want.
I'm not sure either side has an end game here as to what they want to achieve.
Iran expert Sana Vakil says she's not surprised the strike was called off.
The unknown risks of striking Iran could be quite devastating for the president, just as he's kicked off his campaign and get him dragged into something that he has vehemently stressed that he doesn't want to be involved in.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
There has been a warning issued to airlines about Iranian airspace. Here is AP's Matt Small.
The Federal Aviation Administration is banning all American-registered aircraft from flying over Iranian-administered airspace in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. While the region is crucial to global air travel, the FAA warns there's potential for miscalculation or misidentification there after an Iranian surface-to-air missile took down a U.S. drone yesterday. International carriers Qantas and KLM also say they'll avoid the area as well. Matt Small, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. According to Chinese state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told Chinese President Xi Jinping he would like to be patient with the United States over stalled nuclear talks.